Welcome to AI at Work, a podcast which is part of the Tech Talks network. And in this podcast, we're going to venture into the transformative influence of artificial intelligence inside the workplace. And our discussions will focus on both the remarkable breakthroughs, but also the complex challenges of integrating AI into our everyday business functions and workflows. And in today's episode of the AI at Work podcast, I'm joined by John Finch from RingCentral. And together we're going to explore how AI is reshaping the customer journey across contact centres and indeed wider customer operations. And we'll also look at how real-time agent assistants, AI receptionists and voice intelligence are all beginning to change the way that organisations manage missed calls, reduce friction and improve both employee and customer experiences. So from those early handoff moments in a call to the strategic power of conversation data, today's conversation will shed light on what practical AI adoption really looks like inside the modern contact centre. So on that note, let me warmly introduce you to John now. So a massive warm welcome to the show. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so thanks for having me, Neil. I appreciate it. My name is John Finch. I head up product marketing here at RingCentral, which means a lot of things. I wear a lot of hats, but my primary focus is really bringing these great products to market and focusing on innovation and driving the narrative across the universe in terms of who we are, what we are, and how AI is helping organizations to perform better and to optimize their customer experiences overall.
Well, thank you for sitting down with me today. We are at that time of the year. We're near at the end of the year. It's also 3 years since ChatGPT landed and the world became obsessed with all things AI. And I think we've been on quite a journey from the hype, jumping on bandwagons to now, okay, what's the ROI? What difference are we making? So when you look at the early stages of a customer journey, I'm curious, where do you see AI already making a real difference in things like preventing missed calls, lost inquiries, or even early friction? And how are teams combining forecasting with smarter routing to fix this? Because you must be seeing so many great things there. I'd love to shine a light on it.
Well, we look at this in a couple of different ways, because I think there's so many different components of the customer journey that we tend to forget. We tend to forget about like the during the call, or you know, sometimes it's pre-call before it hits a human, if you will. But then there's a lot of things that go on after the call that we sometimes don't think about kind of universally. And so the way we break this down here at RingCentral to sort of simplify, I mean, AI is helping at every stage of that customer journey. And if you look at it from the front door coming in and using, you know, a chatbot or what we, you know, clinically call, I guess, an IVA, interactive virtual assistant, to triage a lot of those capabilities of getting resolution, self-service 24/7, completed and in a way that is efficient and done right the first time, then it never has to get passed off to a human, right? And so the containment, if you will, of the promise of AI and agentic AI of really being able to contain that and provide a level of efficacy that's at least 80% or greater in terms of resolution and customer satisfaction, that's kind of where we see that taking a big step. But then there's also the components of, you know, during the call, right? So, you know, what percentage of these agentic agents are actually able to do what we need them to do? Well, there's learning, there's training, things are changing all the time. So they're constantly and forever changing how they're interacting. But in a lot of cases, you have to transfer to a human. But the challenge is making sure that that information gets handed off contextually to the human so the human could pick up right where that digital worker left off, right? So being able to transfer it there and then assisting the human and utilizing AI to assist the human during that live interaction to write properly, to find information, to have AI make suggestions during the conversation. And then after the call, being able to improve their performance, right? So looking at the metrics, looking at information that's going on during the call so that you can be, as an agent, scored on your effectiveness, right? And then suggested gently areas of improvement, right, to better your performance for next time. And then that cycle continues, right? At the same time, there's information that's gleaned from those conversations that a business can use to ultimately make decisions on their business, right? And so we can talk more about that, and I can go on forever on that, but it really is about the analytics that come out of the voice and digital conversations that becomes information that businesses now can effectively use to change the way they operate, to change the way they staff organizations, you know, and change the way that they're looking at expanding into certain geos, launching products, and general customer happiness overall.
And I think many leaders are talking about real-time agent support, but the experience as a customer can vary wildly in practice. So from your viewpoint here, what does effective in-the-moment guidance look like from your perspective? And how do you keep that support helpful rather than overwhelming, frustrating, or confusing?
It's interesting, right? Because we've seen this evolution for a long time, and yeah. I've been in this space for a very long time, and you know, we've all had customer service experiences our entire lives, right? And most of them happen over the phone. And a lot of them now over the last, you know, let's call it decade or so, we've been having, you know, multimodal types of interactions, right? Interactions where individuals could come in and use digital, you know, applications that they're using for the mobile device or other. So I think, you know, from this, the agent really is, in a lot of times, overwhelmed, right? And I think there's also the happiness factor of their job, sort of who they are as individuals, what they're paid, the environment that they're in. So lots of factors, right? And so if you can make their job any easier with all of those other things that are sort of crushing down on them on a daily basis, they're going to be happier and happier, right? And so number one, like we just talked about, offloading menial, mundane tasks at the beginning. Brilliant, right? Love that. Mm-hmm. Secondarily to it, in the moment, to your point and your question, it is about having a co-pilot or a buddy sitting right there, listening to the conversation and going, hey, you might want to say this, or, you know, you're doing a good job. You know, oh, slow down, you know, speed up, you know, you're talking too slow. The customer's overwhelming you, you know, just restart. Providing some level of guidance, providing the information that they don't have to toggle between multiple windows and dig through FAQs and go to a different system and log in, put the customer on hold, you know, go talk to a supervisor. That digital co-pilot, if you will, that what we call AVA, Agent Assist, provides that capability to the agent in real time where it's listening to the call. It's digging into the knowledge bases and other assets and information that it has access to within the organization to provide the agent with the real-time coaching and information that they need to respond to the customer. And it's done in a way that's in a window that they use every day. So it happens to be the RingCentral app where every user of RingCentral can be, from the phone user all the way through to a contact center agent, to a supervisor, and to a business leader. They have all of those activities, and they have all of that from that one window. But it also works from the apps they use every day. So if they're using Zendesk, or they're using Salesforce, or they're using HubSpot, RingCentral works inside that same app where they're using that app, but they're gaining the accessibility of RingCentral's capabilities right within that window. So it's leveraging and utilizing the tools that they use every day to provide them with the guidance that they need to feel good about the customer resolutions that they're handling at that moment, and ensuring that the information that they're giving to that customer is correct and done the first time. And the great thing about that too is the ability to sit anybody down, a seasoned agent or a brand new agent that maybe just took a couple learning courses themselves, pop them into, you know, call queue, boom, they're done. They can actually answer questions. You could throw me into, you know, Comcast, is a big cable company here in the US, and be able to, you know, I could answer the phone if I had Agent Assist, right? I could answer calls. And I probably wouldn't start out with, did you turn it on and turn it off?
The one finger fixed fixes everything. And I suppose in some circles, some people listening, there will be that thought that too much automation can almost create a detached customer experience. So where do you think the automation genuinely strengthens that interaction, like that example you're given? And also, where does it start to get in the way of that natural conversation? Is it quite a fine balancing act there?
You know, it's not really a balancing act, because what the difference really is it's not a script.
Yeah.
So in the old world, we sort of were like, okay, we can't control what the agents are saying, so we're going to write scripts. And these things are going to pop up at certain moments throughout the call, and they're going to provide the agent with information they need to read, right? And that is sort of the canned, bad approach, you know, way of looking at providing customer service that fits within a parameter that or guidelines that the company has set forth. You know, and those things are fine. Like, you know, there are sales motions where you're going through, you know, specific, you know, points during the conversation to ensure that you're hitting these marks so you can close the deal. There are certain things you need to say based on compliance or other things that maybe need to be said by a financial institution or healthcare institution or other things like that. But the way that this has been set up now is it's more conversational. It's more free flow. So you're not reading a script. It is prompting you with a human-like suggestion on the side, just like you would be sitting next to me in the contact center and poking me and going, hey, you know, you might want to say this instead. And that's a better way. It's a more human sort of way to enable the digital worker and the human worker to work together in concert. And I think that that really provides those agents with a better experience than they've had in the past. I won't say it's perfect, right? I'll say it's getting better. And I also am a big advocate of, you know, the human, right? So everything we do is for the human. It isn't about replacement. It isn't about the bot or the digital worker can do it better. In any case, it really is something that helps the performance of the human, therefore helping the performance of the customer who is also human. So that human piece is always woven through. And that's why we're so into the fact, I mean, anything that we're doing with AI is, does it sound human enough, right? And we're also very tuned to the fact of like, ah, it sounds still so robotic. And then they're like, wow, that's a real person's voice. So we're getting to a point, right, where we're starting to see this bleed over between the two, right? Because some people do sound like robots, let's be honest. And I think at the end of the day, you know, that is a component that we always have to keep in tune, right? And I, you know, like you, talk to a lot of people that are really into AI. And if it doesn't sound like it, I'm really into it, and I'm really into customer service. And, you know, I think the blending of these two really is this tipping point of perfection. And we get to a point where, you know, we've all had such bad experiences. There's got to be another level of innovation. And I think we're just at the cusp of this, right? We hear this from everybody we talk to. We're just at the cusp of what AI is doing. We've all watched the shows about the big, you know, large language model components and the details about how they're interacting with their builders, right? And certain challenges. We have a long way to go. And I think we're just hitting this. There's a lot more for us that we're doing internally that we haven't talked about yet to the public world, which we're going to be excited about in 2026. That really kind of gives us another layer of how these performances across the board are enhanced and another level of a way to assist humans and assist business in doing things better, being more productive, making more money, keeping customers longer, and identifying problems before they actually occur, right? So the data is key when it comes down to some of those things.
And before you came on the podcast today, I was reading that I think you previously said that conversations themselves are becoming a strategic data set. So for anybody listening that are working in this industry, what does that shift look like inside the modern contact center, and how are teams using insights from those conversations to reshape routing scripts and maybe even workforce planning?
Yeah, I mean, voice is still king or queen, however you want to look at it. It absolutely is. It's what we're doing right now, right? It is the most human thing. And if you look and step back strategically for a minute, any sort of situation you're in, you can't communicate emotions, feelings, intent properly through a digital interaction. You know, some people can, right? I can't. I'm really bad at it. I'm pretty straightforward. I type things. People are like, oh, you're mad? No, not at all. I'm just asking for something. Just because I didn't put a bunch of niceties beforehand in the opening statements doesn't mean that I'm angry whatsoever, right? It's just the way I communicate effectively through a digital interaction. but the way I talk is definitely different. And so having the live conversation is one of those things where you really understand the tone, the feeling, the emotions, and it's the most complete. So where it kind of comes into where RingCentral is superior in my mind, and I've been at a lot of other companies in my history as well, is the voice, right? Voice is king, queen. And you know, and I already said that, but at the end of the day, it is that most human level of conversation. Now let's take that one step further, right? So it's not going to die in the contact center. It's not going to die in communications of us interacting with one another, being social. And when we have a big problem, we're going to call someone or we're going to like find them and have a physical conversation with them. So you take that one step further. You look at the data that's out there, like the central data repositories that people are using inside organizations. And a lot of them is numbers data. A lot of it is written data that's all over the place. And a lot of it is like CRM data, for example, right? But none of that stuff is really complete and organized in such a way. So there are AI tools, there are, you know, big databases with AI that can kind of bring these things together and big data lakes and all of those things. But voice data, once transcribed, is the most complete. And that data can be used to ascertain information and provide businesses with the insights they need. It's also the data that is used to train models and to provide information to agents to support them during live conversations. And the AI is going to look at those transcripts and information for that particular business, because all that data for those businesses is their data, right? That data then can be used to improve the performance of those agents every time they're talking. So every time multiple agents are having conversations and there's success in those conversations, that information is then fed to the AI that can then provide those correct responses to the agent to better and better and better the improvement in the performance and customer satisfaction. So that voice data is key to that success. It's the most complete. It's the most human. We can mine that information to provide us with all sorts of insights and information. So from competitor analysis all the way through to what's the intent of customers? Are they a churn risk based on what they're saying? Because there's intonations in their voice. Are there certain things that they're ultimately, you know, being said about your company's customer satisfaction? All of these things can be mined from all of that data.
And I'm curious, if you look across all the industries that you work with at RingCentral, what are there any particular sectors that are leaning into AI fastest? Which ones are taking a more measured or cautious approach? And what's driving the differences in expectations and adoption? Are there any that are clearly running away here and some that are holding back? What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we've got a number of products, right? One of our biggest ones that we announced at the beginning of this year and have continued to do a lot of innovation on is our AI receptionist, or we call her AIR. And AIR really is built for any size business. And it is basically a receptionist. It's the front door. It's providing the ability for any size business to never miss a call. The skills that this agent ultimately has is to, you know, basically answer the call, answer basic questions that may or may not exist on a website, provide support to these people, book appointments, you know, transfer calls with a handoff to the person that actually answers the phone. We see the adoption of that in a way that we had never seen anything else. And it's really for small to medium sized businesses. It isn't complex, right? So it doesn't do the functionality across the board that you'd need for what we would call, you know, a full agentic, you know, agent at the front door of a contact center, but it does provide most of the functionality to a certain point to do that. So these businesses are seeing it in a way that, you know, is game changing for them. Cause in the past it would ring to voicemail, and, you know, sometimes if they had more advanced settings in their cloud-based PBX, they would route these calls into a call queue. And, you know, eventually if it didn't get to anybody because no one had time to answer it, then it would still ring to voicemail or they'd miss it. People would hang up. And so this captures it because it's almost like that digital human is picking up every single call and answering it like a receptionist would back in the old days. And it allows these individuals to not staff. And, you know, there's lots of positive ROI on this. Where we're seeing this is across the board. We see a lot of healthcare. We see small businesses from, you know, like plumbers to dentist offices, doctor's offices. A lot of those organizations are seeing the value of this technology. Now, when you look at some of the contact center kind of functionality, so go beyond just the front door of answering the call, you get into what we've been speaking about with full contact center capability for agent assist as an example. Those organizations, definitely financial institutions and healthcare, are ones that are bubbling up to the top for RingCentral specifically. We also have automotive, we have manufacturing, travel and hospitality. So there's a number of organizations that we're working with that are adopting AI across the board. But the top two that we see is definitely healthcare and financial services right now.
Interesting. You give two examples there, healthcare, financial services, and a couple of the other ones you mentioned as well. They all, one of the things that stands out to me is they all have very different pressures. So how are their AI priorities diverging? And what does that tell us about the future of customer operations in those environments? Because it isn't a one size fits all, is it? It does seem to differ from industry.
No, it really isn't, right? I mean, I think that smaller businesses really see significant value in a lot of what we're doing because they don't have to staff, right? And they're pinched right now. The economy in the world is, you know, struggling and not struggling in many different ways, right? So I think at the end of the day, it's how can we use this to our advantage, and can I get more business? Can I get more revenue? Can I just beat my competition? Can I make sure my calendar is full so that, you know, I'm making money? All the way through to larger organizations really looking to, you know, ensure that in a formal contact center situation with our RingCX product that we brought to market in late 2023 and has grown significantly over the last couple of years, we're seeing larger organizations really kind of using what we call the AI quality management component of the product, right? So I was mentioning the automated call scoring and the coaching, those mechanisms to improve the actual handle times and sort of like the triage of making or getting agents to perform better, right? Without a lot of like, you know, learning and training in between and failure points in between, sort of a full automated process. So some of the results that we get across the board from organizations is really about agent performance and how AI is doing that. And we've got, you know, companies of all different types using that as well. So, you know, example like San Diego Symphony using it, right? Healthcare organizations, a manufacturing company. So it just depends on what they are, but we sort of focus on specific verticals in healthcare. Financial services has always been one that we've really kind of leaned in on and been very successful as a company in sort of even, you know, just with the cloud PBX components and the video components that we've had for quite some time.
And I think many organizations continue to be excited about AI, but they still fall into the familiar traps and pitfalls. So what are the most common mistakes that you see teams making when they're trying to embed AI into their contact center or indeed wider customer operations? You've probably seen a lot of myths, misconceptions, same mistakes, and a few people doing everything right. But what are the most common mistakes that people are making?
Well, you know, common mistakes are tough to identify. I think what I'm seeing is that organizations we're speaking to are looking for companies to provide a full solution to them, and that one vendor supplies that from end to end. So where we've been successful is the combination of unified communications and contact center customer engagement solutions together on one platform, right? So bringing those together brings the front office and the back office and the contact center all together, right? So one communications platform. And then what we've done over the course of the years, of course, is brought AI into that picture. So everything from that journey that I was talking about at the beginning, from before, during, and after, those aspects of that technology exist for those that might be in the enterprise that don't have a formal contact center, but are just using the cloud PBX component. They can use those things too. So call queues, the routing from air to the right individual, handing that off, and then providing the assistance during the call from Ava that will ultimately, you know, add better performance and provide them with information that they may not know. And then, you know, triaging afterwards for, you know, how how well did that call go and what kind of improvements should we have, as well as the data behind that in terms of business decision making. So we're providing all of these tools within the solution itself based on the solution that a customer is looking to leverage to solve their pain points. So this common mistake early on, and it's less of it now, because I think people and companies have learned, is that you should utilize the AI that your solution providers like RingCentral provide you with for business communications and customer service, and make sure that those AI involved in those journeys or those use cases for the humans that are involved in answering the phone and doing all these things, to rather than just adding on components from multiple different vendors and trying to orchestrate and manage that. Because there are different vendors that will do only the AI receptionist, or only the cloud phone, or only the contact center, or only one piece of the contact center, right? Like workforce management. But the whole piece now comes together. And if you think about it, now you have digital workers working alongside human workers, and you want to make sure that all of the stuff comes together. So no longer are the days of workforce management, if you're familiar with that, being able to schedule and schedule adherence of the humans and making sure they show up. But like, how do you schedule the digital worker and the human worker? And how does that come together? So the holistic approach, and looking at vendors that people want to work with to solve the basic problem, ensuring that they have AI, is the answer and how you approach it.
Love that. And finally, before I let you go, we've got one eye on 2026. A lot of people looking at improving things and kickstart the year with a bang. So when you think about the modern workplace and the expectations we have, not only as employees, but also as customers, what does that AI done well really look like? And how far are we from becoming the norm than the exception, those kind of experiences?
I think we're 2026 is going to be a pivotal year. I think there's going to be a lot of understanding in the market, just not in business communications alone, but across the board in terms of what AI is for businesses. If you look at a lot of, you know, large organizations, large enterprises like RingCentral is, the push and pull that we have in the market is to do more with less, right? And so it isn't about get rid of all the human workers and try to figure out a way to bring in AI. It's how do you improve performance? It's not staffing up a marketing organization, for example, so you have, you know, multiple people that can write things. You're going to use AI tools to write things. You're going to, you know, streamline your operations of your contact center with solutions like RingCentral that are going to provide better outcomes, right? And so anything from an outcomes-based perspective that AI tools can do, it's going to become even more and more prevalent in 2026. And extending the capabilities of what you see from these agents, like our AIR, AVA, and ACE, is going to be a big thing in terms of how can you take these and further extend capabilities across the organization. So for example, how can this work in IT? How can you create a workforce to help with HR matters? How can you extend a workforce to completely provide 100% non-human touch customer service from end to end, like a claims filing of an auto accident as an example? So all of these things will be sort of the next wave. It's the promise of things that we've talked about for a long time and have tried to do in the contact center world and done, but without avoiding a lot of cost and professional services. Now we're going to start taking these capabilities and putting them in the hands of not only IT. IT is like going to supervise this like they always do, but into the hands of the business user, making it that simple. ChatGPT, OpenAI interfaces as an example to communicate and create entire workforces. So things like that will be sort of the next realm of what we're going to see.
Oh, what a great moment to end on. So much to look forward to there. It sounds like we need to get you back on next year, see how things are moving. But in the meantime, for anybody listening wanting to find out more information about anything we discussed today, connect with you or your team, where would you like to point everyone?
ringcentral.com.
ringcentral.com, no problem. I will add that to the show notes, probably a link to your LinkedIn as well. But we covered a lot there, and I'd love everybody listening to share their experiences of before, during, and after, see what kind of measurable impact that they're having in their organization. But more than anything, John, just thank you for shining a light on this today. Really appreciate your time.
Absolutely, Neil. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And that brings this episode of AI at Work to close, with a clear look at how AI is shaping the future of customer operations. And we explored the role of voice as a strategic data source, the impact of real-time agent support, and why thoughtful automation can strengthen rather than dilute human connection. So if you would like to learn more about RingCentral and the work John and his team are doing in this space, you will find the relevant links in the show notes. So just click on those, you'll find everything that you need. But as always, I'd be interested to hear in how AI is influencing your customer experience. What worked? What didn't work? I want to hear it all. So pop by techtalksnetwork.com. You can leave me an audio message over there, and also LinkedIn, X, Instagram, just at Neil C. Hughes. But that's it. We've reached the end already. I'll be back again very soon with another episode for you. Got a lot of guests lined up. But more than anything, just thank you for listening, and I'll speak with you all soon. Bye for now.